Chapter 8. Virginia felt her body shake. She was icy cold. This was like a terrible nightmare. Then the ghost spoke again, and his voice sounded like the moan of the wind. "Have you ever read the words on the wall by the library window?" he asked her.
"Of course," said little Virginia. "I have often read them. They are written in curious black letters, and they are difficult to read. There are only 6 lines. When a golden girl can win prayer from out the lips of sin, when the barren almond bears and a little child gives away its tears, then shall all the house be still and peace come to Canterville." "But I don't know what they mean," she said.
"They mean," said the ghost sadly, "that I have sinned, but I have no tears. If you cry tears with me and pray with me, I may have hope. If you have always been a sweet, good, and gentle girl, the angel of death will have mercy on me. If you come with me, you will see horrible shapes in the darkness, but they will not hurt you. Wicked voices will whisper in your ear, but they will not hurt you. You are a good little girl, and death has no power over you." Virginia said nothing while the ghost looked down at her golden head. His face was desperate, and he held his hands tightly together. Virginia could see what he wanted her to do. Suddenly, she stood up. She was very pale, and her eyes were bright.
"I'm not afraid," she said. "I'll ask the angel to have mercy on you."
The ghost cried out with joy, and he took Virginia's hand. His fingers were cold as ice, but Virginia did not pull her hand away. The Canterville ghost started to pull Virginia's hand. She could not stop. She followed him across the library. On the curtains there were little horses with riders on their backs. Virginia saw the little horses that were running across the grass, and she thought she heard them calling to her. "Go back, little Virginia! Go back!" She was frightened. She turned her head so she couldn't see the curtains. Then she noticed horrible animals with snake tails and frog eyes in the fireplace. They looked at her and whispered, "Be careful, little Virginia. We may never see you again." Virginia was scared, but she tried not to hear the words. She wanted to help the ghost. The ghost glided across the room more quickly, holding tight to Virginia's hand. She didn't listen to the animals, and she closed her eyes so she couldn't see the curtains. When they reached the end of the library, the ghost stopped and whispered some words that Virginia could not understand. She opened her eyes and saw the wall disappear like a mist. A black room appeared in front of her, and an ice-cold wind blew around them. Virginia felt something pull at her dress.
"Quick, quick!" cried the ghost. "It will be too late!"
The wall closed behind them, and the library was empty.